أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. الآية التكرارية with regard to the evils of the Bani Israel, of the Jews especially, and all the various sins which they have committed. And the reason for Allah Ta'ala mentioning them in the Quran Sharif, which the Muslims are going to read, is so that we save ourselves from those sins also. We don't fall into those sins. And also that we don't follow these people who have gone astray and have gone completely on the wrong road. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, or جِتْنِ فِرْتَ هَيْ أَهْلِ كِتَابِ, and how many groups there are, how many people of the أَهْلِ كِتَابِ, إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. So, Isa alayhi salam par yaqeen laayenge uske maut se pehle. They will bring proper iman on Isa alayhi salam before Isa alayhi salam passes away, before they pass away. This will be the time when it will be close to Qiyam, when Dajjal will have appeared and Isa alayhi salam will have come and he will kill Dajjal. Also Ya'juj, Ma'juj will have appeared and they will be also completely destroyed. And after that, the Jews and Christians will also see then that Isa alayhi salam was not killed as the Jews believed or as the Christians believed on the cross. Neither was he put on the cross as the Jews believed and the Christians believed, but rather he was lifted up miraculously by Allah Ta'ala and is living in the heavens by Allah Ta'ala. And that close to Qiyamah he will descend again, and the masjid is also defined in Damascus, the Jami Masjid, from where he will descend, and then he will fight against Dajjal and against Ya'juj, Ma'juj also. At that time, even all the Jews and Christians, they will also have the correct iman. Those who won't have the correct iman will be killed in that fight between Isa alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi, and Dajjal, and Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And that will be a period of about 40 years where only Islam will reign in the world. All the non-Muslims will have been destroyed, and those that remain will all bring proper iman. So that is what this ayat refers to. At that time, even the various groups of the Jews and Christians will still be alive. They will also bring proper iman. And for 40 years, there will be only Islam in the world. And all the people in the world will have submitted to the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After that, rapidly the signs of Qiyamah will appear, and then Qiyamah will come soon after that. So this ayat refers to that period, that when Isa alayhi salam will come, and the remaining Jews and the Christians, they will also bring proper iman, that Isa alayhi salam was not God, he was not killed on the cross, he was not put on the cross, but he was a Nabi of Allah, and he will come as a Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will correct their iman, and that will be a wonderful period in which there will be barakat that we cannot imagine also, only goodness, when all will be Muslims and all will be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all the fitnas and trials that will lead up to that time, when Dajjal will come, and Dajjal is the god of materialism. And already we are so much involved in materialism, this worldly life, the living a smart life, the smart house, smart cars, smart lifestyle, holidays, etc. All this lifestyle, these are all the signs of materialism of the Dajjal. May Allah protect us. And after that will be Ya'juj, Ma'juj, will be the god of power. They will have such power that nobody will be able to fight them. So may Allah protect us from them also. And we must keep on making dua for the protection of our iman and our children and our progeny's iman. Those will be very, very testing times. One time somebody told Maulana Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Alim Mirti, who was in Medina Sharif, that make dua that I am in the time of Imam Mahdi and I also fight against the Dajjal. He warned him severely and he said, do you know how that will be a time when iman will be tested very heavily, when everyone will be required to go out in jihad without exception, and it will not be an easy time. So may Allah protect our iman, and for that we have to work on our iman from now. Today we have got iman on material things, on worldly things, and we trust all material powers. There, how will it be at that time when the Dajjal will appear? So very, very important to worry about our iman. Our namazes are so weak. No concentration in our namaz. The vast majority of the ummah does not even make namaz. Those who make, we haven't got concentration in namaz. Our namaz is so weak, so how much weaker must be our iman? And at that time, very strong iman will be required. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we work on our iman and that we don't just be satisfied with where we are, but that we would move forward. In dunya, nobody is satisfied with how much he's earning, how he's living. He wants a better lifestyle all the time. In everything he wants better. But in deen, unfortunately, we don't have that urge that my deen must become better also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.